So, Aaron Dorbin, you were the Buildings and Landscape Survey intern, which meant that you were you spent a lot of the summer on the road. And what did you see?
I was so lucky to be welcomed into people's lives, whether or not it was for, you know, an hour or an entire afternoon or throughout the length of my time in Wyoming. You know, I saw everything from the big roadside teepee in Egbert to a tucked away Pete's Rock and Rye Club in Evanston, and all of the cabin courts that still remain where travelers were stopping along the Lincoln Highway in the 30s and 40s, and then the more modern 60s motels. I just saw and heard Wyoming come alive along the roadway.
Now, I know as preservationists, you will balk at my phrasing of this question, but I have to ask, you know, you look at some structures from the 50s and the 60s, and what's the value behind some of these structures that might look, you know, ugly to modernize?
Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, Micah. So there's always going to be someone who has no interest in a certain type of building or a certain style of architecture, and then there's going to be someone for whom all of their interest is channeled in that direction. And every building is important in its historic context. And that's really what survey work does. It takes an individual gas station, an individual diner, an individual motel, and it fleshes out the story so that you can see the greater context and meaning for that one building.
So nothing exists in isolation.
I think that is definitely true when you're talking about a major transportation corridor.
Yeah, I think that with structures from the 50s and 60s, a lot of the individuals that, donated their time to take me around and kind of, you know, look at the landscape and identify these places for the survey, when I would point out something, they would just say, oh, that place? Oh, I didn't even think of it. Because to them, you know, this is just common everyday architecture. They grew up with it. People tend to sort of take it for granted. So it's important to conduct surveys like this because you're looking at places with kind of a new eye. You probably drive past it 100 times, but when you have 5 of these stations and, you know, your guide is able to connect, you know, say, oh, in the 1950s, I worked at this place and I went on my first date over here at the cafe and this truck stop, and, you know, they're telling a story of a place in a particular time. So I think there was, you know, great value. And once you got people starting to talk about these places that they kind of forgot that they lived next door to, they really, you know, came alive again too. And I got amazing stories, and I think it reminded them of the significance of place, you know, in their own personal history.
And Aaron Dorbin, that's a good point to make, that you're not just pointing your camera and your microphone at empty or static structures. You're talking to people. This is a human story.
Absolutely. And I think that when I started doing surveys, you know, I tend to just, you know, take the photograph, and it was kind of outside of the context of the place and the lives of the people of that community. So, you know, really trying to incorporate sort of a documentary approach, you know, using place-based digital storytelling as a method to, you know, relate the story of the Lincoln Highway to travelers today. That was really my goal.
And Beth, what's next? I mean, preservation is always this moving target because new things are considered historic, you know, with every passing day.
I know for me personally, I've been so encouraged by the success of this project. And some of that is due to Erin's expertise and her ability to connect with the people she met along the way. And we're so grateful for her. But we'd love to do the rest of the state. Automotive tourism does not begin and end with the Lincoln Highway. And they're great transportation corridors for people who were visiting Yellowstone and Grand Teton and people who are going to the Black Hills. And so many communities in other parts of the state need to be inventoried for their roadside architecture as well.
Well, Beth King is a historic preservation specialist at the State Historic Preservation Office. Aaron Dorbin spent the summer as a buildings and landscape survey intern, and she's the producer of a series of postcards from the Lincoln Highway will be airing here on Wyoming Public Radio. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.